This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for Around Montgomery County. Joining me today is Sarah Wagner. She's the Litchfield Tourism Director. How have things been going?
Things have been going great in the city of Litchfield. We have a lot going on. Yes. Litchfield Tourism is rejoining Prairie Pickers Flea Market again. We're ready to have another great Pickers Market. We have our vendor spots are full. We have about 218 vendor spots filled. Great treasures. We've definitely made sure the quality is back up to par. So we're really excited. That is on June 14th. So June 14th in conjunction with the Blue Carpet Corridor event. We also have that day, the Wolfpack Car Club is doing their open car show. So they come bring your cars. They have many different classes you can enter. Again, it's all Sunday, June 14th in downtown Litchfield.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the Pickers Market. The first one was in March, correct?
It was in April.
April.
Yes, so and this is number three.
Yeah, and didn't you go from, like, having 50 vendors or something like that to now 280?
Yes, we had about 60-some slots filled the first time. We have had around 180 the last time, and now we're up to around 218, and that is all the room that we have allotted for. This time we filled up every single space. We'll have food, music from Butch Moore and Alan White. Again, they're back by popular demand, and they will be playing from 11:30 to 2:30 in Library Park. They play very nice acoustic music, a great way to relax on a nice June afternoon.
All right, so I assume you've had good response from all areas, considering you have a lot of vendors, so obviously the response there is good, but crowds, good response there?
We've had great attendance. We've had visitors as far as south of St. Louis to northern Illinois. We did have quite a few out-of-state visitors last time. We're doing some guest interactions, which allows us to get that information. And it's so neat to see how word of mouth has spread. I love that people are sharing about the event. I love looking around and seeing all the excited faces, the families that are having a great time. There's really something for all ages to sit and enjoy, whether it's the music, the good food, looking at the treasures, learning from grandma and grandpa about the antiques that are around. It's great.
And again, is it 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
Yes, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 14th in downtown Litchfield. It goes from corner of State and Union, which is also Route 16, down to the Brown Shoe Apartments. So that's approximately four blocks, and then on five different side streets this month as well.
Just taking over downtown.
That's right. One pick at a time.
So you said the car show is also going on that weekend as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
So the Wolfpack Car Club, they're on their 30th annual open car show. They have many different classes for vehicles of all different eras. Those can be found, the information, on our visitlitchfield.com website, where it will give you more information about the classes. It gives you a contact person if you have questions about registering. I know registration is from 9 to noon in Library Park. That is on Kirkham Street. So if you take Route 16 in again to all the activities, you'll see where Library Park is in the registration booth for those. And they want people to bring your car, so bring your car. Get registered. You might win a prize. I know they have lots of trophies.
All right, so that's going to be on the street parallel to Pickers Market?
It is. We are joining forces. So they are going to be on Monroe Street, which is one street over from the Pickers Market, and we're using the side streets that will be half vendors, half cars. They'll be taking up some parking lots. So we are excited for this joint force effort.
All right. And also going on that weekend is the Blue Carpet Corridor Tour, and that's been in the works for quite a few months. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The Blue Carpet Corridor is an open event that takes place in towns along Route 66 in central Illinois. So Litchfield is hosting a series of events. Again, Pickers Market and Car Show is just one of them. Saturday, many activities are going on. The library will be giving tours. For overnight guests, hotels are giving some discounts. Restaurants are doing discounts with presented passport. I know other businesses are having sales and doing some giveaways. A full list of sponsors and their provided activity is on the Visit Litchfield .com website. Is also going to be available at the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center on Saturday the 13th of June and Sunday the 14th. We want to make sure everyone can be included and know what's kind of going on and what's offered around town. The first 225 people to walk through the museum and take a peek there, they get a Litchfield Route 66 t-shirt. So there's a little bit of fun. You can get some Route 66 paraphernalia. Passports, which are really big for this event. It tells you where all the towns are that are participating. It tells you where you go to get your official passport stamp. So all of the businesses participating in this event, they'll know that you are an official Route 66 traveler, and you can claim all your prizes and discounts and giveaways and venture all the history of Route 66.
All right. So we're kind of discussing how to explain it. We decided on driving tour would be the best kind of explanation of it. And you explained the passports, and I'm trying to remember the points. Is it Chatham to...
It's Chatham to Collinsville.
Collinsville. So all the towns along there.
All the towns along Route 66, all different alignments of Route 66. You can get on the Blue Carpet Corridor website and see what every town is doing. You can pick your best stops. You can go for the long haul and just try to get every single passport stamp, or you can pick your activities that you really want to see. We understand that you're probably not going to be able to get every single activity. We just wanted to give a variety of options for visitors, so there's something for everyone. A lot of great stuff going on around the different towns.
19? Is there 19 different towns? I feel like somewhere around there. And it's Miners, Mobsters, and Mother Road
Festival. Yes, the Miners, Mobsters, and Mother Road Festival. So we have Miners.
So that's Gillespie, right?
Yes. Mobsters, which I would guess be the mob.
History.
And then Mother Road is us with Route 66.
All right. Big weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend. A lot of stuff going on. Make sure you don't miss it. Definitely save this weekend. Bring your family. Get out in the sun and totally enjoy the day. Hopefully we have a great weekend.
All right. So shifting from June into July, the Freedom Fun Run is coming up. You want to talk about that?
Yes. We have our annual, 13th annual to be specific, Freedom Fun Run coming up. It is what it says it is. It's a 5K fun run or walk if you can't run. Definitely encourage individuals of most ages to come out, from young to old. There's definitely something for you. It's out at Lake Lou Yeager starting at Picnic Area 3. It should be a fun way to start Independence Day. This year it falls on July 4th. So Saturday, July 4th is the Freedom 5K Fun Run. And if you register by June 12th, which is a Friday, you will be guarantee yourself a Freedom 5K t-shirt and drawstring athletic bag.
Very cute t-shirt and drawstring athletic bag. So,
make sure you don't miss out. It'll be great.
Yeah. And so registration that day, or the race starts at 7:30?
The race starts at 7:30. We are allowing some open time in the morning around 7 o'clock for last-minute registries. The fee is slightly higher to register on that day, but if you pre-register by Wednesday, July 1st, you do get the pre-registration prize. Again, to lock in the t-shirt, it's June 12th, but we do not shut down registration. It is open until July 1st.
All right. So, and you're a runner, right? Are you going to be running?
I jog. I wouldn't consider myself a runner. I think I will not. I will be cheering on people thinking, wow, they can run really early and really great. I'm really excited to see everyone in their hopefully red, white, and blue attire and enjoying the day.
All right. Got a packed summer. So anything else coming up you'd like to talk about? Let people know.
I think this is a good place for June and beginning of July. We have continuous events all summer. So go to the visitlitchfield.com website. It allows you to see the upcoming events. We constantly are getting additions, so make sure you check it out there. Again, visitlitchfield.com. You could also like us on Facebook at Visit Litchfield, Illinois. That has the most up-to-date information on daily happenings. If I get something in my through my email, I try to put it up there for everyone to know what's going on.
All right. Lots of summer events coming up in Litchfield.
Yeah. Have a great summer, everyone.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Sarah.
Thank you.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Around Montgomery County with my guest, Litchfield Tourism Coordinator, Sarah Wagner, and I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.